Hey there, welcome back to part two of my two-part series, Behind the Scenes at Silver Sea Cruises. As I mentioned in the last video, one of the things I really love about travel is getting to meet the crew and staff on board some of these ships. As I said in the last video, having met this wonderful team, they truly are the heart and soul of the ship and are in large part a reason for the success of Silver Sea Cruises and why people keep coming back time and time again. If you haven't seen part one, be sure to check out the link above and stay tuned. Hi, Manny. Welcome to RTE Travel Talk.
Welcome, Mr. Ken. Welcome to Silver Shadow Owner Suite. My name is Manny, a chief housekeeper looking after the rooms division operations.
So, Manny, one of the things that I've really noticed about being on board Silver Sea is to a person, each and every crew member is always there for the guests and always willing to help and always has a smile on their face. Now, what do you attribute all of that to?
We live as a family, together as a family. We look after each other. And of course, our customers are the reason why we are here. And we have the clear vision in the company itself that we look after our guests, they look after us. If we looking after our guests, they recommend their friends and families. They try to cruise with us again. Year after year, we build a new ship. We have built the Nova. Next is coming up Ray. So every year we have innovative ships coming. We have our family is growing and our customers are coming back with us. We are happy. They are happy. We are happy too.
So Manny, with your time here on board, what perhaps would be your most favorite customer experience that you come across so far?
In last cruise that we have, one of the vice president, who is well-known company, he shared his memory on board Silver Sea Shadow that he was spoiled by our service, which he mentioned. And he so happy that especially our butler service in rooms divisions is that he even invited his friends in Boston port of call and he introduced me to with their friends where I took them a ship tour. And eventually at the end, you know, they are very happy with the tour and with the service offering from the Silver Shadow, which eventually they book a cruise with us. So this is how the guests recommending Silver Seas to their friends and families to come and cruise with us to have a memorable vacation experience.
Hi, Stefan. Welcome to RTE Travel Talk.
Hello. How are you,
Ken? So tell us a little bit about what you do here at Silver Sea, Stefan.
My name is Stefan. I'm coming from Romania. I actually live in South Africa for about 15 years, and I'm with Silver Sea for about 8 years. So as a future cruise manager and a Venetian Society representative, I take care of the guests in terms of how is the cruise going? Are you happy with everything? If there's anything needed to be done, a little bit of twitching or anything, we'll try to accommodate in the very best possible way. And as well, if they enjoy this cruise and if they're asking about a future voyage, I always take care to offer them the best options in terms of our more than 900 destinations and 12 ships. So we have already voyages for 24, 25, and 2026 available around 12 ships, including our newest ship, the Silver Nova.
So based on that, I gather it really pays once you come on board to stop by your office.
Absolutely. Not only because I'm charming, but also because we have an onboard 5% saving, which also helps. You know, better to have the money in the client's pocket than otherwise. So in that terms, it's a 5% discount on top of other discounts that go directly to the travel agent or the consultant. And it's a good saving.
Tell me, what's your favorite memory sailing with Silver Sea?
By far, I think by miles away, the Grand Voyage 2020 on this ship, on the Silver Shadow, ticked a lot of my favorite destinations. So including Peru, Argentina with probably the best steaks in the world, Rio with Copacabana. So Grand Voyage, South America 2020, a great destination, I think, for me.
So if you were to welcome future and past guests on board Silver Sea, Stefan, what would
First
you say?
First of all, I'll say it is a home away from home. You'll be treated very, very well over here. At least that's what we're trying. You'll have your butler, you'll have your room, suite attendant, and everybody's trying to take care of you. So here we try to make you feel as comfortable as possible. And if you like small ships without crowds, without any kind of interruptions, long queues and stuff like that, try Silver Sea.
Today I'm here with Ramona, Customer Relations Manager for Silver Sea. Hi, Ramona. Welcome to RTE Travel Talk.
Hello, Mr. Lawrence. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I mean, how couldn't you be on board such a beautiful ship as the Silver Shadow?
I agree.
So tell me, what exactly
is it that you do on a day-to-day basis here at Silver Sea?
So my position on board is guest relations manager, which means I'm in charge of the front desk.
Okay.
I have three receptionists and one senior receptionist, okay, part of my team, which are my little bees.
What those folks do is they respond to the wants and needs of all the guests on board.
That's correct. So they are mainly in charge to take all the guest queries, and whatever they can deal with themselves, they do it. Whatever needs a little bit more assistance, that comes to me.
Okay.
But I sort of, you know, oversee the whole operation.
So I'm sure that must keep you busy.
Well, it's not so bad, yes. But we love what we do, so it's nice.
The one thing, Deb, and I've noticed since we've been on board is the absolute excellent customer service. Like every time you turn around, there's somebody there with a warm smile and a welcome, looking to do something for you. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I guess it's also personality, but mainly it's the training. So we do a lot of trainings with our staff. We try to keep an eye on the weak areas, and mm-hmm, then we just make sure that they get strong in every area they need.
What do you enjoy most about your job?
What I enjoy most about my job, the challenges. There is always something new you have to, you know, figure out and
right,
find a way to fix it or to take care of it. And of course, all the different crowds we have, all the different guest types we have. So it's very nice to see all these colorful guests on board.
Do you have a particular fond memory of a guest experience on board?
Well, I do actually. I have many, to be honest, because I was lucky enough to do a world cruise. I guess it was the first one with Silver Sea in 2007. Then I did the Grand Voyage. And the best part is that we have all our Venetian guests, which keep on returning to us, which means that we are doing something right.
Oh, definitely. Now, I've noticed that there's a very, very loyal following for guests returning time and time again to Silver Sea. What would you think would be the average, like if we were to break it down, new guests to returning guests on board?
I would say like 60% would be return guests. Luckily, our guests are pretty loyal. So I would say 60%.
What's your favorite part of a Silver Sea cruise?
It's the personalized service. It's beautiful when there are guests who know your name, and there are guests you know their name, and there are guests who you know since 2003. Or yes, I think that's the most beautiful part. Mm-hmm. And the itineraries we do, I think they're exceptional.
So you make special memories for your guests, and in return, it's like welcoming back family from past cruises.
Exactly. That's very true. So you kind of, you know, get to know guests because we are not very big ships.
Right.
So that's what makes it really nice and cozy, and you get to get close to the guests, which is very nice. It makes it like, even for them, it's coming back, it's like coming home. We have guests who sail with us for months, which is really, really nice.
Just amazing, really.
It is. Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely great information, Ramona. Is there anything else you might like to add for the benefit of our viewers and listeners before we wrap up?
Yes, please come and try it. I'm sure it's going to be a special moment for everyone. Thank you.
Fantastic. With that, I'm just going to wish you safe and happy travels on all your future cruises and destinations. May the wind always be at your back, and I hope to see you on a Lido deck sometime soon.
Hopefully so.
Take care.
Happy holidays.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
And that about wraps up part two of our two-part series, Behind the Scenes with Silver Sea Cruises. My thanks to Ramona, Stefan, and Manny of Silver Sea Cruises. I will leave a link in the description to part one of the series. If you would like more information about a Silver Sea cruise, you can visit our website, realtravelexperts.com, to find a travel expert near you. If you have a question or a suggestion for a future segment, you can send a question to questions@realtravelexperts.com. And as always, folks, if you enjoyed this content, a like, subscribe, share, and a ring of the bell is certainly appreciated and helps us to spread the word. So until next time, happy travels!